to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, we're right here. I know, can't get enough of us, can ya? Aha, there we are. Welcome.
Can you imagine the Dr. Pat Show 24-7?
Actually, some people...
I know, they listen to it, but what I'm saying is like live, around the clock, like CNN in a way.
I don't know that. I don't know, Benny. I don't know.
Oh, come on, step it up.
Oh, I've already stepped it up to 2 hours.
All right, we'll start there.
Okay.
We'll start there.
Okay. I just got, you know,
look
actually,
in your eye was there, just like, wow.
I know. You know, I actually did get an email.
I don't know if I
from,
could.
I actually got two emails from someone. They wanted us to do 3 hours. And I'm like, whoa, dude.
It's a lot of planning.
I don't even think they have 3 hours here on the station. But, you know, we're filling the whole 2 hours with quality programming. And
money talks.
I don't think our listeners know that I actually pay for airtime.
That's what I'm saying.
And our sponsors keep us, they keep us thriving.
Money talks makes people walk.
Yeah. Well, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is with us today. And we're totally jazzed to have her joining the show. For those of you that are first-time listeners, let me introduce Sue Storm. She's been with the Dr. Pat Show since day one, when we came right out of the gate, what seems like yesterday, Benny, but it actually was 3.5 years ago. And so she's joining us today, and I want to just tell you a little bit about who she is and what she's done for you, our listeners, over the past 3.5 years. We know her as the Angel Lady, so does the world. She is a visionary consultant, and through the power of angelic guidance at a very young age, she has been able to help people connect with their angels. As a matter of fact, she has been gifted with actually naming angels. And so when she joins us today, we're going to be opening up the phone lines and connecting you with Sue. And you'll have a couple of things that you can do. You'll be able to find out who your angels are, your guardian angels, and the others that may be around you today. And she will be able to answer some questions by what the angels share and say with her. To her. So, Sue, thank you so much for joining the show today. It's great to have you back on. And, you know, we started getting calls at about five or so minutes to 10 earlier today for people to connect with you.
I'm excited about that. I want to connect with everyone.
And what is our theme for today?
We're going to talk about action, not just thinking about it, not just keeping it in your mind, but doing it.
Well, that is totally appropriate for where we are today in today's programming. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about your story, and then we will open up the phone lines right away.
Okay, good. Well, I had a near-death experience as a child, and I was suffocating, and I saw angels flying over my head. And from that time on, I've been able to hear, see, and feel the presence of angels. So they are always with me. And anyone can ask me questions and get advice on anything that they'd like to have advice on. Plus, I have written several books that the angels have helped me write on how they can help the individuals or the listeners in their life. And what else do you want to know, Pat?
I think we're going to know it by you demonstrating it with our listeners.
Okay,
what do you think about that? All right, everyone. Yep, here we go. Braden is he's back in the aux room, ready to pick up the phones.
He's stretching up. He's getting ready to roll.
He's pulling up. I called him like at some ungodly hour this morning and said, meet me over the station because we're going to need you for the phones.
He's ready to? What? Who's this, Mom?
No, actually, he was like already on the road, ready and willing to go. Let's have
that enthusiasm.
Number. Yep, toll-free for you. Okay, I didn't give out the number, and the phones are lighting up. 1-800-930-2819. That's because you all know the numbers. 1-800-930-2819. This is for a special reading with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Sue, while we're waiting for the phones to be picked up, I wanted to ask you to share the books that you have out there. I know now they're being translated into many languages, and I would love for you to tell people about the books and about your website.
Absolutely. Well, we'll start with my website. My website is the angellady.net. And that's TheAngelLady.net. And if they want to call me directly, my 800 number is 800-323-1790. Give you that one more time, 800-323-1790. And to get copies of the Angel First Aid books, you call that number or to set up a reading with me. And we're going to have a special on the show today as far as readings go. But the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles is a book about everything that you can think of: health, happiness, prosperity, relationships, business, careers, parenting, pets, you name it. That's what's in that book. And Angel First Aid RX for Success is a book on how to find your life's purpose and be successful. They're available at the 800 number and also on the website.
All right. So the number to call in today for a reading, I'm just going to give it to you so you know that you have it. What will happen is once we're finished with a reading, the lines will become available again, and we'll be good to go. In the future, we're putting in a new phone system. And, Benny, it looked like that phone system had twice as many call-in numbers. Is that correct? It's a fancy thing.
It's a nice piece of machinery over there, Pat. We're getting ready to unleash the fury on it.
I know. And thanks to you all out there that have just blown the doors off of this phone system and calling in to the Dr. Pat Show. So, Benny, why don't you take over?
Sounds good. We'll start the show off with Betty from Seattle.
Hey, hi. Betty. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. I want to introduce you to Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Sue, there
hi,
you
Betty,
go.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Look, would you like the names of your angels?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you have Gabriel as your archangel. He's the angel that works with arts, invention, and communication. Okay. And then you also have Bettina, and that's B-E-T-T-I-N-A, Bettina. She's the angel of creativity. And you must like music. Is that true?
I do.
Because you have Perry, and he spells his name P-E-R-R-I-E, who's the angel of music.
That's fantastic.
I have an affirmation for you. So
okay.
That's a statement that you repeat over and over again.
Okay.
And you're going to love this one. Your affirmation is, I am receiving wealth.
I am receiving wealth?
You got it.
I like that.
I do too.
Thank you.
That's a good one from the angels.
Thank you.
Betty, do you have a specific other question for Sue?
No, I'm just curious about the topic for today, about taking action.
Yeah, that's it. Do you like that?
I do.
Oh, I do too.
Because there's a lot of books about how to plan for things and how to choose things, but I like that action move.
I'm so about it. Maybe
the Angel First Aid books are all about action. I mean, in every remedy that we give, there's something for you to do, something that gets your energy out there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Benny, maybe you could find I Love the Nightlife. They talk about action there.
I'll take a look for it.
All right, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Betty. And, wow, thanks for listening to the show.
Sounds good. Let's run off to another phone line. Well, that leaves another one open here at KKNW AM 1150 and also in Florida
at 1490.
Good.
WWPR 1490.
I gotcha.
That is the People's West Coast People Station. My buddy's out in Tampa. This is for you folks out there. I just want to make sure you know this is a toll-free number that I went out and got, especially for all of the folks that are out of the greater whatever area we're broadcasting from here.
So polite of you. So nice.
Oh, I'm so all over it because I love our listeners. I love you.
Sounds good. Hey, let's run off to line number 4 and let's give out the number real fast.
1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819.
Put it in the brain. Know it. Live it. Line 4. Greg from Shoreline.
Hey, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I am, I must say, I'm really excited to be on the line with you folks.
You know, thank you so much. I'm thrilled that you were able to get through today. Let me introduce you to Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Have you met her before, Greg?
No, in fact, I've only periodically listened to the station over the last 3-4 months, and because I'm enlightened, I'm digging it. And the fact that I got on to speak with Sue, who I've never listened to, this is pretty cool.
It is so cool. I love it the way the universe just cracks things open for you. This is your day, Greg.
How are you doing, Greg?
Well, you know what? I can't hear you guys very well, just faintly, but
we'll crank it up.
Well.
Okay, good. Can you hear me a little bit better?
a little bit. I'll be quiet and let you do all the talking.
Okay, well, let's start out with your angels. You have Raphael, the angel of healing and compassion, and that's an archangel. And then you have, as your guardian angel, Eileen, and she spells her name E-I-L-E-E-N. Eileen is the angel of happiness. And then you also have Robert, who's the angel of balance. And they're telling me you need a little more balance in your life. You need your affirmation is, I have a peaceful life. How's that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's terrific. This is also reaffirming. I just love it.
Oh, good, good. Well, we love having you as a listener.
I have a quick question.
The angels say you're a pretty special person, too.
All right, there you go. Greg, I know you have a question. Let's hear what it is.
I'll make this really brief. 4 years ago, my infant daughter had open-heart surgery at that wonderful facility we call Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that if I went to the source, if I went to my knees and prayed, that things would be all right. And I had a vision, just a real quick vision, and the vision was the operating room, and all I could see was a bright light in the center and two men around the bright light, and then all these curves in an oval around what I presume, was my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, was that a vision given to me that these angels were in place?
Hold on to that. We're going to take a short break, Greg. When we come back, you will get the answer to that question. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, everyone.
Nice things to them girls. Trees are like diamonds and pearls. Dedicated to all the girls around the world. Oh, this is real, but I'm shocking with the...
Did you know that your own stem cells are the foundation for your everyday health renewal? Did you realize that you continue to produce stem cells as an adult? Stem cells are a part of the body's defense and renewal system, along with the immune system and digestive tract. This system is responsible for the replacement of damaged cells, damaged cell systems, and is at the heart of the healthy body. Yet, it has been discovered that many people have a compromised ability to keep producing healthy stem cells and are suffering from the symptoms of premature aging. Just visit AdultStemCellNutrition.com and see what your own body can do for you.
After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low-temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower, and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944 or go to Bay Area InfraredSauna.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
What if you had your own personal ally to help you focus on the areas of your life that you would like to change? What if you had a powerful connection where the two of you were affecting change in your life? How would your life be different, and what would you manifest for yourself? Working with Tara Crete as your life coach will help you learn how to tap your inner resources and passion and connect them with outer goals and tasks. In other words, you take action. Log on to innergood.com for more information. That's innergood.com.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
New Times Naturally Magazine is Tampa Bay's natural health magazine, now in their 20th year, covering body, mind, spirit, nutrition, physical fitness, yoga and Pilates, supplements, meditation, natural product, mental health and strength, spiritual growth, eco-earth, and more. Search for local business feature stories, media, and product reviews, and an extensive calendar of events. Pick one up at your local business today or visit newtimesnaturally.com. That's newtimesnaturally.com.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're my darling angel, closer than my peeps you are to me.
Ah, yeah, closer than my peeps you are to me, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Sue Storm's in the house, as you know. I know you know because the line's all lighted up. But, Sue, let's get back to Greg. Let's see if we can answer his question, okay?
Sure. Well, here's my answer, Greg. Your archangel was Raphael, and that's the angel of healing and compassion. And he was the one who was showing you that he was going to be there and watch over your daughter. And I assume everything went fine because that's the feeling I'm getting. Is that correct?
Yes, in fact, let me turn my radio down. It's very correct. She's
okay.
Four and a miracle, and she keeps me hopping.
And you had angelic visions and guidance all over the place and support, too.
Yes, and it was really amazing because I interpreted the curvatures in the operating room as the tips of these wings, and they appeared to be 12 to 16 feet tall.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad you called.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, man. Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
All right, Benny, I think we've got to go to the phones.
Sounds good. We'll start. That leaves another line open, as a matter of fact. And the number
I'm sure not for long. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Benny?
Going rolling. Let's bring on Gary from Marysville now.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yes,
hey.
Thank you.
Good morning.
I wanted to mention something to both of you. Both of you have voices that smile.
That's great.
Thank you. And I actually do smile when I'm on radio. Did you know that?
Well, it's kind of hard to see.
But you can hear the smile. You should just listen closely. You can hear a smile,
yeah, I think he did hear the smile. Yeah, good.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, they're talking about putting these cameras in here. I'm not sure I'm all up with it. But I'll have to get a reading from Sue at the end of the show. Sue, here you go.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. What can we help you with?
Well, I wanted to ask some questions. Today's program has a focus of action.
Yes.
And I'm wondering which of my angels might be motivators, because I have trouble getting motivated lately for some reason.
I love this question.
Yeah, me too.
I love this.
And have you gotten your guardian angels in the past?
No.
Oh.
Okay, good. Well, let's start there, and then we'll go with the one to motivate you.
I love your question.
Okay. And so you have Theodore, who's the angel of kindness, and he develops warm and affectionate relationships. That's a kind angel. And then you have Joseph, who's the angel of joy. And your archangel is Michael. He's the top archangel, and that's guidance and protection. And an angel for motivation for you is Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration. And she's telling me it's not so much that you're not motivated, because when you want to do something, you do it. You just need to be inspired. So that's why she's there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Let's give you an affirmation, too. That would
And let's talk about the motivation piece.
Okay. All right. It's the affirmation is, I have a zest for life. So when we put that zest in and you get inspired, away you go.
Okay.
Pat, it's all yours.
Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit about the motivation piece. Is this something that has just come on for you, this lack of motivation? And how do you define this? How do you define lack of motivation?
Well, it's like I know something needs to be done, but it's not important at the moment. I'll get to it later.
Yeah, you know what?
So it's like procrastination. I have a PhD in that.
Do you? Wow. You know what? Let me just say two things, and maybe you can fill in the blanks for me. If you know something needs to be done, and it doesn't get done, It cannot be that important to you.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah. And so I'm not sure that you need to be motivated. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you heard the show earlier today with Pete, but there are things that we know that are really important to us, and we put them at the top of the list, and we do them. And so a lot of times what motivates people is this idea of I should do it. And that really works really well. It's really cool to do that. Sometimes what motivates people, especially if you're working with a coach, you have your coach put the fire under your butt and get things moving. But the question that I want to ask you, Gary, is, are we talking about things like mowing the lawn or doing the laundry? Or are we talking about having a vision for your life and not getting up to do that? Put this in perspective for me.
Actually, some of both.
Okay, because I'm not a big laundry fan. I will let my laundry pile up so that I could live my dream. I do that on purpose.
It's like with me, I've been told by a number of people over the years that I am a switch, I guess, for healing energy.
Uh-huh.
So it's like somehow I still feel timid about this or unsure.
Yeah.
And the lack of motivation is like I'm reluctant.
Yeah, and okay, so we need to reframe this. That's not a lack of motivation, Gary. That's not a lack of motivation. That's one of my favorite crust balls that come in. Those are the fear and doubt. That is the shadow that you're living in. And so this is now a different conversation, Gary. This is different because there is no room in your life, in my life, in Sue's life, in anybody's life to live in the shadow of fear and doubt. And so that's different than procrastination. You're scared.
Well, I guess, fear of the unknown.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fear.
That.
And so let's reframe this because we can work with fear. We can work with fear. The whole procrastination thing, you'd have to sign up for about 6 months of coaching with me, and we're not going to even go there. But I'll tell you, we can work with fear. First of all, you've already solved part of the puzzle. I want to, give you a big round of applause for doing that. You called in on this show. You asked the question, and I have to tell you, I can see thousands of people listening to this conversation right now saying, yes, amen, someone brought the conversation to the table. So here's what I'm about to say. I want you to shift your conversation about not being motivated. The one thing that you've done right now, if you have said, I am afraid, man, once you nail what's going on with you, you can now move beyond it. So okay. You're going to have to shift your story, and we're not going to be able to do it on air in this short period of time. But yes. I'm going to give you something to do. Pete talked about it earlier today. Write down on a pad without any question. What would you do if you knew you could succeed? You absolutely knew it without a question of any doubt. That's your assignment. And if you really want to get moving, I would do that after this radio show. What would I do? What would I, Gary, do if I knew I would succeed?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be willing to take that step.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Are you good to go? You going to try it?
I'm going to give it a try.
Okay. I love that you called in because now we're shifting the conversation. You're not procrastinating in the way that I see procrastination. You're basically like every single one of us. Every time I get to sign another radio contract, I have that little voice of fear that comes up. Then I pick up my pen and I sign it.
Yeah.
So please don't beat yourself up for this. You haven't been given a gift for nothing. You've got the gift. Now it's about action. So start with the list.
Okay.
That list is going to become your blueprint, the action that you'll need to take. Got it?
Got it.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping us out with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Benny, what do you want to do?
Well, let's give out maybe some of Sue's information before we run off to the bottom of the hour.
All right, Sue, let's do it.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so there's two books. It's Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. One is a general book that helps you with everything in your life, and the other one is a book that helps you find your life's purpose and be successful, what we were just talking about, and take some action. And today, for the readings, we're going to give a special, whereas if you get a reading, then we're going to give you a book free. Or if you already have a book and you want a miracle card, that's a card that it brings miracles into your life, and we can talk about that at some point, then you get one of those at no charge. So the number to call is 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And my website is theangellady.net.
Absolutely. Thank you. Benny, I think we need to go to the phones. We need to go to break, don't we? Do we need to?
Yep.
We should take a break first.
Let's sneak off to that.
Okay, so those of you hanging on, please. No, we are going to get to you today. There is no doubt about that. And for those of you that are thinking, wow, is this the time for me to call in? Oh, yeah. We've got a line for you. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm here with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We'll be right back.
Got an angel on my shoulder. Got a penny in my pocket. And I found a four-leaf clover. And I put it in my locket. Wished on all the stars above me. And I caught the nearest rainbow.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. We're all students and teachers of life. At the College of Metaphysical Studies in Clearwater, Florida, we offer the largest curriculum in metaphysical and spiritual studies. Allow us to guide you on your path of self-discovery. Learn from the comfort of your home with our distance learning program or visit our Florida campus. To learn more, visit cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Give your kids a gift. The Angel Healing Meditation from Positive Central.
Well, it helps me get to sleep faster. It also kind of soothes me when I'm trying to relax.
I like how you get to create your own special angel and how your angel has the power to transform things.
Learn how your children can enjoy the Angel Healing Meditation at PositiveCentral.com.
It makes me feel like I had a relaxing sleep.
Order yours today at PositiveCentral.com.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Got an angel on my shoulder. Got a
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Yep, that's angel music because Sue Storm, the angel lady, is with us right now. And we know we've got you on the line with us waiting to chat with her. So, Benny, why don't we go right to the phones?
I like the music because, you know, it's an angel on my shoulder. But instead of a penny in the pocket and a four-leaf clover, it should be like Benny in a pocket and a four-leaf clover.
I love that.
I like it, too.
Benny in the pocket.
All right, Linda, what do you think about that?
Well, I think you have a really good creative spirit, Ben.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm calling because I've been given my angels by Sue several months ago. But just recently, I had someone tell me that I'm having some new guides come into my life. And it's like really, like, impressive. Something's happening, something's going on. And I was just wondering if Sue could maybe come up with something kind of, or, you know, she got some word from some angels that are different.
Now, did you say new guides were coming into your life? Is that the word I heard?
Yes. Well, yeah, and angels.
Okay.
A particular lady said that I had some other angels that were going to come forth and give me some help.
Here's where we go. Loretta, Loretta, is the angel of new enterprise. And she's telling me, are you in a business or want to be?
Yes.
Okay, she's telling me that something new and fantastic, and she's showing me this big vision of a horizon, is coming into your life.
Wow.
So you're gonna have some bucks there. That's what I'm hearing. You're going to have plenty of money. Your affirmation is, I am creating abundance.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep smiling. They'd say it often. I am. A very beautiful smile.
I'm totally smiling, and Loretta is going to be one of my best friends from now on, girl.
Okay, you take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. Wow. All right, Benny, what do you want to do?
Let's go to
the phones.
Yeah, let's bring up Maria now from Bothell.
Hi, Maria. Welcome. Hey.
And Dr. Pat, I feel like it's homecoming when Sue Storm is on the show.
I know. Can't you smell the bread baking in the background?
Oh, it's wonderful.
I'm so glad to be back here. I love this show.
Well, the last time I talked with you, you gave me an automobile angel to help me with my trip to Montana, and it worked out wonderful. And now I'm working on researching an organization for my internship. So do you have an internship angel that can help me find the right organization for my best and highest good and theirs also?
Okay. It's not going to be exactly that. It's going to be Jacob, the angel of education.
Oh, okay.
Because he develops knowledge for advancement in learning and performance.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, Jacob is your guy.
And how would I know that I'm in the right place? Well, how will he tell me? Or what will he, you know, will I get a feeling or will he?
Yeah, usually you get a good feeling, but you can always call me and, you know, and ask me, and then I can give you the answer
if
you don't have it.
Yeah.
So, Jacob, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Sue.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
You know, yeah, and, you know, that's a good question because I think we should follow up with that question. One of the things you shared with our listeners early on, Sue, is there are two kinds of feelings that we get. Well, there's probably more, but there are two that I point to. One is the feeling of joy when you know you're on the right path and you're hearing a voice and you hear the voice, which are the voices of angels, and you're like, yep, click, that works for me. That other voice that you hear that is sort of the naysayer, the one that wants to hold you back, you have a very specific name for that.
That's the judge.
That's the judge. Mm-hmm. And so if we're getting that kind of vibration, we know that's not the voice of the angel.
And if you hear or get a warm feeling or a gut reaction or a hunch or an intuition, and it just comes out of nowhere and you get a good feeling, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do, that is an angel message.
Exactly. That is an angel message. Okay. Well, we've got some more people.
Yeah, we do. Let's take Debbie now
people,
from Seattle.
People who love people.
Shining, happy people
are
holding
the
hands.
Happy. Okay.
Wait,
carried away.
Are we going my song or your song?
Okay.
Debbie's song. Let's see what Debbie has to say.
Debbie's song.
Hi.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
I'm in a really bad place right now. I'm feeling very lost, and I've been just miserable for as long as I can remember. And I keep picking abusive relationships. And I just lost my mom and my neighbor, my mom about a year ago and my neighbor about 6 months ago. And now my relationship has just broken up this last month. And I'm just wondering if I'm ever going to quit picking abusive men and where to go to get out of this place I'm in.
You know, this sounds like a session. We got lots of ground to cover. The one angel that comes to me, though, is Laramie, L-A-R-A-M-I-E, because believe it or not, that's the angel of discovery. And really, you're searching for things that you've lost, or you're searching for, you know, there's just a lot in your life that's missing right now that we have to get back for you. But if you want to, I will give you a gift certificate for a reading, and the number to call is 800-323-1790. And let's get your life back on track. How's that?
323-1790.
323-1790. You got it.
Can you give me the name of the angel again? You cut out.
Sure. It's Laramie. L-A-R-A-M-I-E.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, Benny, you want to keep going here?
Yeah, sounds good. Let's bring on Ellen.
Braden, good job in there, dude.
He's taking it down in there.
I know. He's working it. Look at he's got a sweat on his brow.
That's why he's got the hat on.
Okay, got it.
Ellen from Seattle.
Hi, Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning to both of you.
All right. Good morning to you as well. Have you had your angels from Sue yet?
No, I would love to hear about my angels from Sue.
Okay, good. Well, the first one I heard is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, who's the angel of happiness, and she brings you joy and contentment. And she tells me you're just a joy to the people who are around you. You're a fun to be with. So that's a great compliment. And then have Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration, who works with creative, uplifting messages. And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. Your affirmation, because we have one for you, is I am sensitive and intuitive. They tell me that you have a lot more wisdom than you know coming your way.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to hear some wisdom from them, if I could.
All right.
Well, first of all, I guess if they have any general message to give me, I'd love to hear it. And if not, I have a question to them about a particular job I applied for and really want. Do they have any information for me regarding that job? Like, will I get it? Is there anything I can do to get it, or is it just not a good job for me?
You know what I feel? They're telling me that a lot of light is around you based on that job. And just think of yourself colored in golden light, you know, in your aura, in your being. And just, if it's not this one, it's another one. But you're a good match, so I hope this works out for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And again, if you wanted to do a little more in depth, you could call me and we could set up something else where we could talk for a longer time.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck. I think this would be very good for you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for listening. Wow, this is great. So, Benny, what do you suggest we do? Why don't we go to the phones and take the call?
Sounds good.
So that what we can do is we can clear the board and see if we can get some more folks in here for the last segment.
Sounds good. We'll start the conversation now with Fiona from Monroe.
Hi, Fiona.
Hi, how are you?
You're in Monroe. Isn't that horse country?
It is, and I live back in the woods, which is really pretty.
Oh, I know it is. I actually, when I first came to Seattle, one of the first little mini jobs I had was cleaning stables in Monroe. I loved it because I love horses.
Okay.
Well, let me connect you with Sue Storm, the angel lady.
Thank you.
And I believe you're a first-time caller, so I don't, or at least you have not had your angels from Sue, have you?
I have not, no.
All right.
Okay, good. Well, you have, the first one is Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking.
And then you have Joseph, who's the angel of joy, and that's ecstasy and bliss, all kinds of good things. And you have a lesser-known archangel. His name is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and he inspires spirituality and enlightenment. He also works with prosperity, so that's really great.
That sounds cool.
And the angels have a message for you. They're saying... really, you're very positive, and the more positive you are, the more is going to come to you. So keep smiling. Keep being very positive.
That's interesting you should say that, because the one question I have was how to break through the blocks and the sabotage that I keep creating in my life.
I didn't hear that, Pat.
How can she break through the doubts and sabotage in your life? Yes. Great questions today, folks. Just fabulous.
Sabotage. Sabotage. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there's the judge. Okay. When you hear the self-talk, when you hear yourself doubting or thinking that you've done something wrong or that it's not going to work out, that type of thing, then think of a judge and just say, I know that's you, judge. That's not going to work for me. And do something to release that. Instead of believing it, you have to put a face on it and remove it. Does that make sense to you?
It does. That's definitely something I can work with.
And it's also, there's a whole remedy about it in the Angel First Aid books, or if you want further help, you know, we can call me and we can talk about it.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Excellent. Thank you. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show and Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We're taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
I'm waiting for that second chance. For a break that would make it okay.
Can changing what you think really change your life? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how intentional living and the power of affirmations can change your life. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share her story, her company, and advice on how to live intentionally and design a life you love. More information about Affirmagy, log on to Affirmagy.com. That's Affirmagy.com. Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at genesistoday.com. That's genesistoday.com.
Hello, this is Sue Neufeld Ellis. In our fast-paced, busy world, my new CD, Serenity Through Meditation, is just what you need. Through Stephen Halpern's sonic music entrainment and my voice, we will comfortably guide your brainwaves to that theta state of deep relaxation. To order your free copies of 25 Stress Reduction Tips, go to quantumhealing.us or call 425-455-4207.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
The Reconnections 2007 Mastery Conference in L.A. is a perfect way for anyone interested in the latest in healing. Hosted by international best-selling author Dr. Eric Pearl, August 2nd through the 5th, the conference features John DeMartini from The Secret and stars from What the Bleep, Dr. Emoto, Dr. Tiller, Lynn McTaggart, and many others. Call now and save $60 when you mention the Dr. Pat Show. Call 888-ERIC-PEARL or visit TheReconnection.com. That's 1-888-ERIC-PEARL
or visit TheReconnection.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality. To wake up feeling clear and refreshed. To live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
1150KKNW.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
In the arms of the angel, fly away from here, from this dark old hotel room.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Wasn't that a fabulous song?
I remember that song from Sarah McLachlan.
I know, when she was doing the whole tour thing that she was doing.
I think she'll ever go on tour again.
But some people are like hoping she does. Mm-hmm. But right now we have Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and we're trying to figure out when Sue Storm's going to go on tour and come out here to Seattle.
Sue, you going on tour?
When I'm going on tour? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go to Minnesota again real soon.
Yeah, right.
I've been to Florida, so I'm moving around. I heard that I was going to go to Atlanta sometime in the next couple months.
Okay, so you're going like in the wrong direction, so to speak.
Oh, I got to come out and
gotta see you. Got to go to the West Coast and to Tampa.
Basically, go to Minnesota, hang a left.
Oh, I see when I get to Florida.
And if you go to Atlanta, go to Tampa.
Because my brother has a home in Naples, so I did go close.
All right. Okay, I'm not going to give you my horseshoe quote around that. Let's go to the phones, Benny.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Virginia, who's actually calling in for her daughter, I believe. Is that correct, Virginia?
It's my daughter's best friend.
Oh, okay. Daughter's best friend. Okay, great. Well, we'll help you out here. We'll get some names from you, though, first. Go ahead.
Okay. Her name is Melody, and she's 18 years old, and she's 6 months pregnant, and she has a big job ahead of her. And I want her to know that she's not alone.
Mm.
And that she has her angels always watching over her.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, that's our pleasure to give her those. She has Tara, T-A-R-A, the angel of love, watching over her. And also that music angel, tell her to listen to music as often as she can. And that's angels are saying, but not hard rock. And that angel is Perry, the angel of music. And the archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, and let's give her an affirmation. I have happiness every day. Okay. She's writing that down right now. I got an interesting suggestion. Would you like the angels for the baby? Oh, I would love the angel for the baby. Okay, they'd love to give you those angels. It's the baby has Evelyn, the angel of manifesting, and Rachel, the angel of inspiration, and the archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And we have a chapter on parenting in the Miracles book, too, so she may want to get a copy of that one, too. Okay, that's a great idea. Now, can I go on Dr. Pat's website and find that, or...
Actually,
I have the website for you.
Yeah, it's theangellady.net. And then if you
thank
want,
you
call
so
me,
much.
Angellady.net, and call me at 800-323-1790, and I'll just send you out a copy.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I love that. Benny? You're in charge.
I'm in charge.
You're the man.
Flexing those muscles.
Oh, that's pretty good.
They're just little guys. It's okay. You got to start somewhere, right?
That's right.
All right. Hey, let's bring on E. Mandisa from Seattle.
Hi, E. Mandisa. How are you?
I'm blessed. And yourself?
Oh, I like that word. Can I be blessed too?
Of course.
Okay, I'm all over it. Have you met Sue Storm yet?
No, I haven't. No, not at all. I'd like to have my angel.
All right.
Oh, sure.
Well, the first one I hear for you is William, the angel of peace. And he works with love and joy and harmony.
Can you read Lorena,
L-O-R-E-N-A.
Yeah, hold on one second. Benny, can you turn this up a bit? You're going to have to start over again, Sue. We want to make sure we get the volume up.
Let me do one thing. Let me just put you on hold there, E-Mandisa, and let's bring on Sue, and we'll have your listen off air. So.
All right. Let's do it again, Sue.
All right.
Okay. William, who is the Angel of Peace, and then Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, is the Angel of Divine Grace, and there's much grace around her. And the Archangel is Uriel, who works with prosperity, so there's a money angel.
Okay, so let's bring her back up to see if E-Mandisa has a question.
Sounds good. Did you get all that?
Yeah. My question is, I've actually sensed angels. Like, I was at a Prince concert in Las Vegas, and I felt Archangel Michael, and he was, like, gosh, about 90 feet tall. And there's another time when my son was in the hospital, at Children's Hospital, and I felt a legion of angels following me down the path. And I feel that I have a stronger connection to receive communication from them and to help people. Is there a way that I can meditate or something so that I can draw more into the angel messages to help other people?
Absolutely. And this is a fabulous question because we have angel meetings. Sue, please tell E-Mandisa on how we connect with angels. It is easier than you think.
Well, one of the things I was thinking is the angel first aid books gives you a lot of information on how to connect with them. And but the other thing is, like Pat suggested, her angel meeting once a week at a certain time in a certain place. She just sits down and talks to her angels and lets them talk to her.
Oh, wow.
But you can do that anytime. It doesn't have to be just at an angel meeting. I mean, just be quiet and just say, angel, what is your name? Or I have a question for you. And start by practicing with a yes or no question, like, angel, do you love me? And then just listen, because they'll answer. Okay. And then as sooner or later, you'll be able to ask them more questions and get more answers. And Pat, tell her how it's worked with you, that you get the questions, the answers quicker and more clear?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things I love about this is we all think it's kind of hard, and we think that we don't. We don't have the right to have the conversation. But when I had to face the decision to take the second hour to do this show, it was offered to me. I immediately, almost in the same moment, called on the angels and said, very simply, what do you think? That's all I said. I said, what do you think? And what they said was, go for it.
And what I heard, Pat, was their answer was go. So you got the right answer.
Yeah, that was it. And so you just have to put yourself where you just clear your mind out, stop the judge, stop the chatter, and please ask away. There's no question too hard. There's no question too complicated. And you will get an answer. What happens sometimes is you get an answer, you don't write it down, you don't listen to it, and what we do is then the judge comes in. And so we think that we're not hearing the message, and the judge comes in and says, what are you, ridiculous, Pat? What the heck are you doing taking on a second hour? Nobody wants to listen to you anyway. That's the judge.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And Dr. Pat, I'm going to be getting a hold of you because I have a spiritual empowerment show on KKNW also.
I'd love to hear about that.
Right on. You'll
right on to you. Me. Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, E-Mandisa. Give out your information real fast.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What is your show?
It's E-Mandisa, E-M-A-N-D-I-S-A at Afragenesis, AFRAGENESIS.net.
Okay, when is your show on?
It's on Wednesdays from 1 to 2.
Oh, that's easy. We'll certainly let people know about that. Hey,
right on.
Thanks for calling in, and much success to you on radio.
You
are
going to
be you're going to be fabulous. Wow.
Take care.
All right, Benny.
I think we have time for just one more. Let's run off to Kathy from, Seattle.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so have you had your angels from Sue yet?
No, I haven't.
Ooh.
Let's
make sure, Kathy, you can hear okay, and if not, Benny will put you on hold so you can hear.
No, I can hear fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Well, Sarah is the first angel for you. She's the angel of harmony, and you have the angel of resources. Boy, resources are great when you need them. And that's Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N. That's prosperity, wealth, and joy. And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. Those are your angels. And your affirmation, I love it, is I have found enlightenment.
Oh, that's great.
Perfect for you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Do you have a question?
Well, I've started a new business, and it's something that
isn't out there right now, and I'm just working hard away at it and trying to...
I didn't hear the beginning of that, Pat. I heard she's working hard at it, but what is she working at?
She has a new business. She's working hard at it. So what's your question? Do you want to know...
Should I keep at it?
All right, that's the question, everyone.
Okay, yes. The answer is yes. And again, call my 800 number and set up a session with me. We're giving a special, you know, if you get a session, you get a book for free or a miracle card. And let me just pump you up is what they hear, you know, just get you out there.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. For those of you that have not called in, we're planning a two-hour Sue Storm day in the near future. We'll make sure you connect. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at you tomorrow. Don't forget, Olivia Newton-John live right here. No, she's not live. Yes, she is live, but it's a pre-record right here on the Dr. Pat Show. See you tomorrow. Wild and it can be seen.